I think this is it. Thackeray's finishing up with the Bible drill. He'll be in here in a minute. If you would bow with me, we'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into our agenda. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you at this time. We're so thankful for this day and the period of worship that we've had this morning. We praise your name, and we pray that everything done was done in accordance with your will. We ask that you would be with us now as we discuss the agendas, the issues within the congregation. We ask that you would be with us and guide us, give us the wisdom to make the decisions that would most further your kingdom, and that would be in accordance with your will. We ask that you would forgive us of our sins, Father, and we thank you for your Son and his sacrifice, and we ask all these things through your Son's name. Amen. All right, so first thing, finances. I don't have a handout today. Apologize for that. My computer died, and I do have a backup, but when I loaded the software that I had, it's from 2015, and a bunch has changed since 2015 for Quicken with passwords and with the security stuff they use, so I'm working on it. I'm hoping I don't have to start fresh. I really don't think I will. I shouldn't, because I've got that file. Surely their stuff is compatible back to 2015, but I don't know. There is a possibility, though, that we might have to begin using either something else or using a subscription service if we use Quicken. Like most stuff, it's all online and web-based now, as far as I can tell, in the quick search that I did yesterday when I was trying to get that taken care of. But I'll let y'all know more about that next month. The only thing I do have an update with is we got our insurance premium, and it's went up again. It's up to $17,500 now per year is what we are paying for our insurance premium, so that's a pretty big chunk. The check is supposed to go out the next couple of days, so that'll be coming out of that balance. And so just want you to be aware of that. There's a possibility in the future that we can be looking elsewhere, but I don't know how much cheaper we're going to be able to get from that without dropping some of the coverages, which at some point that might be something to talk about, because there's some things in there that we have that we could possibly need someday, but the odds of needing it are very, very small, and I can talk to you more detail about that when the time comes. But I just wanted to make you aware of that, because that's a pretty significant amount that's going to be coming up out in the next, this next week. So, first thing I have on the agenda that Justin mentioned was the possible addition of a young adults class. We are, right now, with the high schoolers, they're going to be graduating, and so in September, when classes change over and everything, and for that class, possibly before that, if they're leaving once they graduate to go somewhere, I don't know their plans. They might not be in there until September, but that would basically turn that high school class into a
junior high class.
And I guess they're not leaving since you mentioned them coming to the adult class. But
well, no, that was not.
Go ahead and tell me what you're thinking.
My point was actually we've got quite a few people that are in the, I don't know what ages you want to put on it, 18 to 26 range maybe. Nope, I got a hard cut at 30. That's been my rule with young adult classes always. Someone turns 30, I'm like, dude, you're lying to yourself. But I'm just going to put random numbers on it, say 18 to 26. We've got a lot of people in that range right now that might benefit from the class. So that's actually what I was talking about. So if any of the three high school students end up staying here, yes, they would be part of that. But I was thinking more broadly than that. But to your other point, that class will actually be just completely empty. Or we're going to change where we put, or we're going to let, why did I get them backwards? Is the older one?
Presley's
the older one? I can't do it. I do it wrong every single time. At any rate, she'll be going in the sixth grade. We could just put her in the 7th to 12th class with Riley, who will be in 8th grade at that point.
Since they would be by themselves otherwise.
And
what we've said, as far as the teaching and the classes and the kids, is, the parents will make those decisions, but I would
think it makes sense that Riley's staying there now and not moving up with all the 18-year-olds.
Right.
Yeah.
But at any rate, one of those two classes will be empty come that time. But anyhow, I had one reply to my post on Facebook, and that was Patsy saying, we're having enough problems finding teachers as it is. If we had another class, but kind of with the high school class dissolving, we aren't really adding another class, so maybe it would still be workable.
Have any of the 18 to 26 year olds been asked about whether they would like to have a class of their own?
Nope.
So that's address first.
Yep.
Because I know some high schoolers like to go into adult class, when they get to be out of high school. But that's
my children asked to go to an adult class when they were in ninth grade, just because they thought they wouldn't have to talk anymore.
Uh-huh. Trying to not engage.
Yeah.
Should we get the 18 to 26 year olds that are in the room right now to go poll their peers? I have no idea who they might be.
That'd be you guys over there.
Yeah, let's do that. And again, we've got a little time for this, so we don't want to spend too much time going over the details now. But yeah, so Thackeray and Isaiah, that task is on y'all. Go talk to the people around your age, your wife and your other significant other, and then go from there, and then talk to the women folk and let us know what the need is there, the desire is there for that class. Yeah, consensus. Next up, so it was, this was brought up to me by Ellen and Laura as well. They wanted to see if we would approve the purchase of a new stick vacuum and a manual sweeper. Now, I'm really not exactly sure what a manual sweep. I mean, that's a broom to me.
It's like a thing we have in the office already.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work. Like, I don't feel like it's...
It doesn't work well.
It's that thing you see at restaurants. The thing you roll the pickup front.
So I use that. Oh, hello. Gotcha.
It's a broom.
Yeah. Anyway,
did we have a stick vacuum? I thought we had one.
We do, but apparently it's worn out and it doesn't work very well. So she sent me the price. She said the ones they're looking at for the vacuum and the sweeper combined was, she said $350 to $400 is what Laura and her were talking about. So apparently it's it sounds like a nice one that would do a much better job than the one that we have.
Is this a cordless?
I don't know.
I don't
know the details. I was just given the price.
We had a vacuum that we spent quite a bit of money on, and then it supposedly broke, but it's not broken. We just needed all the filters cleaned out on it.
Yeah, that's a big thing. We need to understand the maintenance. Anytime Debbie and I clean the building, it's like no one's touched the filter. Now, yeah. I'm not saying nobody has. I'm just saying the filters, if they're not changed out when they need to be and cleaned regularly, that it reduces the ability, not only the effectiveness of the vacuum cleaner, but I think it's
the lifespan.
Yeah, it's part of the model. But, I mean, and the ones that we purchased, they're all pretty simple, but, I mean, the cordless one was the whole thing. I think, if I remember correctly, and I was the one that ordered everything back then, was an ordered vacuum that was a regular plug-in vacuum. They told me the model they wanted, and they also said, but we also want a cordless vacuum to be able to go in between the pews and all the pews, for little spot stuff, whatever. I know you know, because I've used it, you used it, right. We all have kids. But at the time, we're like, we don't want to spend a bunch on it, we want to stay, something Amazon. So I went and looked up reviews, went with the best one we could find for that price range.
Yeah,
I didn't think it's going to last forever.
In my personal use of that stick vacuum, it didn't work very well. So I think that's what they're wanting is an ISO, which does make it much easier to get in the pews and everything instead of lugging the...
I'm all right. As long as people are going to take care of it.
Yeah.
Tell me they need another one.
I agree. And we can... and that's something that we can, put on Facebook and just get the message out to those that are cleaning the building to do a better job of, cleaning. I mean, again, you don't have to clean it every time you use it, but I think I don't think it'd be too much trouble to just say if you are cleaning the building one month, at the end of the month, clean the filter out so that it's ready to go for the next person. So does anybody have any objections to spending that $350 to $400 to get those two items for the building? Okay, I'll let Ellen know. Next one, alarm sensors. And this is something we've been, this has been an issue for a while. What was brought up is some of the ladies that are up here, it's a matter of just their comfort level. They feel safer all the, if the alarm's on and all the sensors are working. And if we're paying for them, you know, the monitor, then that's something that makes sense to have them all working. Is, I mean, I couldn't tell you which ones are. I mean, there are several that are out,
right? Okay, so there's
three or four.
Three right now that show up. Two of them are AC, cat like control, loss of signal. I've never been able to find those sensors. I've looked for them multiple times and cannot figure out where in the world. I've changed the batteries on the ones on the back door in the AC room, thinking maybe that was it. But when I took the batteries out, it showed up as another one.
Right.
The side door, that's easy. I can replace the batteries. Yeah, and see with the...
I think the main thing is the doors.
Yeah, well, we only have one door that's lost. That's the side door. Okay. So I can put batteries back in that.
Wow.
That's why if you come in that side door, it doesn't start beeping on the alarm because that sensor's already out.
Right.
Okay. But I'll replace those.
Okay.
This week.
Can I suggest we do maybe the alarm people come out just one time and don't check over?
That's fine.
Neither one of the motion sensors are working.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he wasn't sure.
You come in the side door, and you can walk all through this building when it's on.
Come through and readjust everything.
I appreciate you.
I might have a bad idea for them to come out to readjust everything.
Really, it's been a long time since they've been out
here.
Yeah. And I don't know how that contract works and what they're...
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm trying to understand it. I just need a number to call or...
Anybody object to having them come out and paying the whatever to get that?
I think they should come out for free.
Well, I mean, I would, yeah.
They might.
I just assume there'd be some cost of something being fixed by the time it's all said and done. Okay, we'll make sure that gets taken care of. And it's the, what's the name of it? Trying to think of the interface, right? Interface security, and that it. That's where the money goes every month anyway. $49.95, whatever it is. Okay, and then the final thing that I have is it was brought to my attention that there are some, and people have different, some people have some different views of this, but keeping track of attendance was basically the thing that was brought up. You know, used to when we had elders, they had a checklist that they did just to keep up, see, you know, when everybody was out. And again, it wasn't as much a gotcha thing, and you know, but again, there's much more to being a Christian than being in the seat on the Sundays and Wednesdays. But the point is, and the concern is that for some, it would be easier if we had some system in place like that to have an idea of who has been missing, so that we can, call them and inquire, and it's more a Galatians 6, bear one another's burdens and looking out for each other than it is just taking role. I think y'all understand that. I didn't phrase that very well. And so is there something that we could do to, facilitate that would be relatively easy and practical? I mean, always when I think about stuff like this, I always go digital, but that's not necessarily easy for everybody else.
Again, how would we handle it? Because who gets access to the data? Who would object to the fact that data is being shown about them? Is there,
well, we all it would be, well, that's just, the thing.
Because we could do it online without a problem.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking, was creating a Google Doc to where all the names are built in, and if someone's not there, you just hit who's not there, not going in through and hitting who's all there. I think that would be, although you might miss them that way. We can think about the easiest way to have all those names. You either put who's there or who's not there, whatever we decide is the easiest, and then it automatically goes to the spreadsheet. But as far as the information, I mean, just name a date is all that would be in there. Or not.
As long as we put it on the Westside site, the only ones who can see it is us, right?
And it could, yeah, it would be something I think that would be available to the members. And I mean, I suppose somebody would object to that, but I don't
know that there's there may be some who would, but again, if it's used for that purpose of encouraging and all, but if it's used for
the hardest part,
like a month ago, I preached a lesson saying, "Y'all aren't coming at 9:00, you need to." Well, I could use that data. I don't know if people would like me to use
that. The hardest part is getting somebody has to
go through a data. If you give out stars,
go well.
Just, that's the hard when you come in the building, you just get your gold star and then put it on the attendance board.
But the
actually do that and love it.
The thing I think to do would be it for the job of the person doing lobby duty would probably be the easiest, and they would have access to that. And again, I was thinking in my head initially it'd be easier just to put the ones that weren't there, but that would give the possibility.
No, you want to mark the people that are there. That's the easiest way, and plus you can go ahead and have a spot to, you know, plus it up for visitors and stuff like that.
Do you have the intelligence and the technical know-how to do that?
I do.
Is anyone else that you know?
I'm just thinking of Google Form, but as far as how it will work, I would have to play with it and go through and you know, it can be done. I just would have to
play
around with
what the
best way.
Would it have to be done
on
paper and then transferred to the Google Doc?
No, you can do it from your phone. That's what I said. I'm thinking in my head it can be done. I'm thinking that would be the easiest. But when I get in there and actually go through and specifically go through the details of it, it might not be the easiest. But in my head, it'll work.
So I.
He was first.
There's an old school way that I've seen done. It was effective. I mean, it might work for our size congregation, but I don't think it's been seen around here. And that's putting a board in the foyer with family names on it and a hole for each member. And you just put golf tees in them. And you come in, you pull your tees out. And what else touches your teeth? And then when the service is over, everybody can look at the board and see who was it.
Now, pretty simple.
It's very simple, but the problem is one that was touched on, and that is
definitely be more
we
visible.
We should not think we have a claim to privacy on whether or not whether or not we're here. We don't.
No, you're right about that.
That thought entered my mind.
The only problem with that system is it's only good for one week.
One week, yeah. So yeah. The list we kept ages ago was available for everyone to see.
Right.
I mean, I
don't know how many people.
And be like, whoa, that person's not been here for 6 weeks. Like, I did not realize that.
That's the problem. With your system is you'd have to reset it every week. So you can't go back and say, hey, it was...
Well, you do. You put all the T's back. So if you wanted to transfer it to a sheet, you could do that. But what the problem with doing it on a sheet is one person's having to.
We could take a quick picture of it and post it to the Facebook group every Sunday.
So I would just, I mean, I would suggest, I know we talked about doing lobby duty. The problem we had in the past was that it was kind of inconsistent. I mean, so I think at some point the elders had me doing it, and so I just did it every week. I'd go up there real quick, I'd take the count, and then do the thing, attendance, right about the time when the lesson started. That way, everybody, the stragglers were all here, whatever. And, I mean, now, we could get into, we would do it at 9 and 11, but I would be willing to, like, do it, the counting, and then transfer it over if you want to set up an Excel spreadsheet or whatever, and then we can link it to the website in the members-only area. That way you can see... I mean, because it'd be nice to look at your own attendance and be like, whatever.
Yeah. And I think the easiest thing to do is just link it. We can put a link on the Facebook group.
But I would volunteer to do that if you want to do it that way. If not, we can do the lobby duty. I just know there were some inconsistencies with having, because, like, I would keep up with, like, if we had new members come or leave, and then you would, like, Stan, I think, was doing the list all the time.
Well, why don't we... think about your ideas for it. If anybody has any other ideas between now and next month, as far as how to do it, the online, the board with the tees, and I will get that thing online together that I'm thinking of in my head, assuming I'm, you know, thinking correctly that it'll work
that
way.
See if it works the way you think it might
work. We will, and then we can discuss it and make a final decision next month. Is everybody good with that?
Sounds good.
Hey.
You might just look at making it a Google Sheet. You don't got to get all fancy with the form.
Well, that's what it automatically goes to a Google Sheet. So it's just easier to enter it in from your phone. You're right. That kind of
I'm saying try both ways.
Both, yeah.
All right. So the thing I stand to have something.
That says Greek to me. I don't do spreadsheets.
So,
Lotus 1, 2, 3.
I am going to be out of town the 19th through the 26th. I mentioned about a month ago, but I need somebody to cover the high school class during that time. But my family's gone. Josh says he'll do it. I'm so sorry. But the topics are race relations.
And, early that races.
And happiness through Christianity.
Okay.
But also, one of those is the fourth Sunday. And in that time is the fourth Wednesday. So we need to make sure that the singing stuff is covered. That someone's covering the singing service on Sunday. And there's nobody signed up to teach the singing class, 7 p.m. 4th Wednesday, for either November or December. So we need somebody to sign up for that.
I'll take care of the singings, the Wednesday and the Sunday.
All
right. It's done.
And Josh has the class?
Yeah.
Because
we'll be in town for Thanksgiving, so there's
work. Josh, you're keeping my kids in there together for the race relations.
No.
Yes, sir.
Just want to update everybody on the situation with Dante and Allison. If you haven't seen my posts, you all have all seen the posts, and you know that Allison's gone into ICU. The thing is, ICUs aren't free. And Dante is incurring additional expenses because of that. Mm-hmm. And I've helped him so far. Gave him the down payment, to get in there. He was kind of put in a spot. He texted me and asked me what to do, and I didn't get his text for an hour and a half. And this was right after the surgery, and the doctor said she really needs ICU. She might not make it, that kind of thing. And he said, it's up to you. You can pay, she'll go into ICU. If you don't, she won't. So apparently, Philippine hospitals, we don't have... We don't have a hospital like we do on the west side of town, where the injury can go. So, I went ahead and sent it to him, but fortunately, he went ahead and said yes on his own, just trusting that the Lord would provide. And they went ahead and put her in, and she's doing better. I don't know if y'all saw that. She's awake now, and she's communicating. So the thing is, and I want to ask your opinion about one thing really quick, just off the top of your head, but also to ask you, do you know what the balance is available on the benevolence? Stan was talking about it earlier, the $5,000 to $6,000.
Not off the top of my head, I would have to look.
Okay, well, that's just no rush. You could.
And that's going to be a little harder to figure out while I'm not got the Quicken, records.
That's right. It's broke. But this is the situation, because I can only go do so much myself. But I advised him. I said, we've got about $6,000. That was to pay for the surgery. So the surgery's paid for. But he hasn't given all the money. And I advised him to hold on to the money and use that for the ICU, because we don't know what the hospital will do if he doesn't pay. They may just say she's got a baby and she doesn't need to leave. So I told him, and I want to see what y'all think about this. I'm thinking of the unjust story going around and, forgiving debts. Pay that first, and whatever money's not left, if we just can't pay for the surgery, we can't pay for the surgery. And just, leave it up to the hospital to absorb the cost, or they can done him, and he can't pay it because he doesn't have the money.
Right.
Would y'all think, did I do the right thing?
Sure. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually you're trying to get everybody everything, so you're trying your best. But.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things where, as far as what we can afford, we've got a pretty significant balance, and so I think I've been thinking a little bit with we've lost several, families in the recent months, and then, that insurance charge kind of, took me a little bit back as far as how much it increased, and it ain't gonna get any cheaper over the years, so, there are things to think about,
I've thought about
I have trouble kind of, I don't know. I want to certainly be generous and certainly be benevolent, and
I mean,
at the same time, not be wasteful and put us in a situation.
A lot of people knocking on the door when they find out, that we're generous when it comes to benevolence, and the thing is, a couple we never heard of it in the Philippines on the other side of the world, but the situation was, in a sense, the Lord placed me in their path,
right,
because of the way I had gotten involved with his brothers, and also because of the trust fund, and that's how he came to ask me, is because his father that we were supporting told him, I don't have any money, ask Dennis. So I kind of feel obligated to help at that point,
right,
and we've done very well, I think, to do that, instead of just outright telling him, no, I'm sorry. So it's not like someone that we don't know would contact us and we would automatically say yes, because we may not feel that we should do that.
Right.
But in this case, I think we can, if she'll continue to improve, we can get her out of ICU in the home. That's the main thing. Maybe with the balance of the funds. And I can just let you know what happens.
Right. Yeah, and I think we could definitely afford to send some more if we needed to.
Yeah.
Look up. It's being the end of the year, and just thinking back off the top of my head, we're bound to be pretty close to that 6,000,
yeah,
from the things we've done. But with that said, that was always a number that if there's a need, and we decide that it's something we want to support, we do have money there to increase that if needed and wanted. just keep us up to date on that and the needs.
I've known of Philippine brethren that have died over the past 2.5 years that I've been dealing with them, and they just die because they can't afford health insurance. They get to a point, they get sick, and they just die. That's life.
Different world.
Yeah.
Over there.
Well, it's that way here.
Yeah.
It's people here that die because they can't afford health care.
Does anybody else have anything?
Just one little thing I wanted to bring up. I really appreciated Justin a couple of weeks ago having that few moments of mental composition before we start the Lord's Supper, and then Dennis repeated it, and I appreciated it again. I would like for us to consider maybe to start our time together and then get up there and say, let's spend the next few moments composing ourselves, and then either maybe start off with the text or whatever you're using if you want to do it, but right before the prayer have 15 seconds.
Yeah,
it really helped me. I really did like it. I think it's a good way of extending just a bit our time in the observance of the supper. It would be a simple thing to do. You wouldn't have to just say, let's spend a few seconds to close our minds, and then just the person just starts praying whenever 15 seconds
or 15, 30 seconds. Yeah,
and you can count to.
I thought with that, I agree with that. Appreciate that as well. Does anybody have a problem with including that as a?
If someone forgets, it's fine. But
whoever's leading the,
didn't mean to ruin it for everybody. Break the streak.
Isaiah.
Does anybody have a problem with that?
Oh, what can I do? I don't. I've gone back and forth in my mind about this, but I was wondering, and I know we've talked about it before. I'm obviously not opposed to it, but I think it might be helpful to some if after we said a prayer, if the people that are serving the Lord's Supper were to go ahead and partake of the Lord's Supper right then, and then take 10, 15 seconds, maybe we could do it then, because you get to the end of the thing, and it's almost like I try to think about it as while I'm serving, but obviously you're serving, so you're trying to think about it, covering, getting everybody. And then you're taking the Lord's Supper real quick, and then you're walking back down the aisle.
Right.
So yeah, it might be helpful to the men that are serving if we could partake of it before we start serving. And maybe incorporate that 10, 15 seconds right then. But
I'm fine with that. Or we could even make it a practice once we get to the back. And
it just takes 15
just
seconds
take,
or two.
Yeah, that might be.
All at the same time.
Yeah, I think it's better.
I think that, you think
it's better in the back?
Mm-hmm. That's, I'm all right with it in the back, too. I just would like more time.
I was literally about to say I think it's better in the front.
It just seems like
you're on show.
In front of everyone.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yeah, that's
great juice on the mustache.
Well, for sure, everyone at the back should take as much time as they need.
Yeah, everybody else is looking forward. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's, that's a good thing to do that.
I just think it'll be
nobody else is looking forward.
Everybody's different.
That.
Like, I can focus on things, but some people.
So, everybody keep those two things in mind. The before the prayer, a moment to compose ourselves and examine ourselves, and then. For the men serving, once we get to the back and are done serving everybody and partake ourselves, to take an amount of time to before we start walking up to the front. Anything else? Appreciate it, guys.